You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, this is John Krause from Twilight Dementia.
And this is Jennifer Mandiola from Twilight Dementia.
And when we're not busy dissecting rainbows, we like to listen to electrical language.
I'm Gobble Kovacs, and recording on a sunny Saturday morning. This is the 19th of July, 2008, and this is Electrical Language number 132, and we're going to start off with a band from Greece. They're called Strange Zero, and they play sort of fairly experimental, primarily instrumental music. Anyway, take it away. This is a track called Early November.
Thank you.
Well, some seriously good music there, I'm sure you'll agree. Last of all, you heard 12 Oceans by Twilight Dementia, and that was preceded by, I'm sure you may have recognised it, a snippet, the first verse of A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, a track written by Bob Dylan, but nevertheless one I am assured is completely and utterly pod safe. I contacted the band. In fact, let me just tell you first that Twilight Dementia, they're from the Washington DC area, and they are Jennifer Mendiola and John Krause. You heard them right at the beginning of the podcast. I contacted the band and I asked them about their version of Hard Rain, and this is what Jennifer emailed back to me. She said, "Our version of Hard Rain was only meant to be an excerpt intro to 12 Oceans. While we were writing 12 Oceans, I came in and told John that I wanted to name it 12 Oceans, which he thought was a bizarre title anyway. He was in a real Dylan phase at that time, and while he was listening to Hard Rain, he heard, 'I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans.' That's one of the lines in it. So he brought it to me and we decided to cover it as a lead-in to 12 Oceans. Jennifer says we're doing a longer version in our half-plugged gigs, but not the entire song either. So if you manage to catch Twilight Dementia, I'm sure they'll be playing that for you. Now, those two songs, that short part of A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall and 12 Oceans, they follow each other on the album, but they do not run into each other the way I've put them in there. So, Jennifer and John, I hope you don't mind. I first heard Twilight Dementia about 4 weeks ago. I was driving home listening to another podcast, Music and Mumblings, presented by The Grumbler, from, I think, his Brighton area in the UK. And he played 12 Oceans, and that's sort of one that I logged in my memory and thought, yes, I really need to check out Twilight Dementia. And then, lo and behold, at home that day, logged into email, and Ariel Publicity, who handled publicity for Twilight Dementia and a number of the other artists I've played in the course of the last few months, had sent me an email with their electronic press kit for Twilight Dementia, and I listened to a number of tracks and got in contact with the band, and they very, very kindly sent me their CD. It is self-titled, which means it's called Twilight Dementia, and very enjoyable. Some very interesting, sort of highly contrived and posed photographs, but nevertheless, well worth looking at, well worth checking out Twilight Dementia. You can contact them on www.twilightdementia.com, and they've got a MySpace page, which I'm guessing is probably myspace.com/Twilight Dementia. Now, I will be coming back to Twilight Dementia at the end of the podcast to play one more track. Now, I opened with Strange Zero and a track called Early November. Strange Zero are Stelios and IOV, I think it's capital I-O hyphen V, both born in Athens in 1978, working together since about 1997, I read on one website, or 1999, I read on another. They're producers of breakbeat, drum and bass, acid techno and progressive house tunes. They have an album, or is it an EP, six tracks anyway, called Strange Zero. You can get hold of that on gemendo.com or via strangezero.gr, GR for Greece. I do check them out. I'm talking over another track, which is called Walking in Zero, I believe. Walking into Zero is the soundbed music I'm using now. Okay, I'm going to move on. Now, yesterday, driving into work, I was listening to PC Podcast with Pete Kogel, affectionately known by some other podcasters as The Codger. I assume it's affectionate anyway, Pete. And he played this track. It's by a band from Lyon and Grenoble in France called Nocom Electro. You can find them at Nocom, N-O-K-O-M dot free, F-R-E-E dot F-R. I'm not sure what I can tell you about Nocom Electro. Pete described this song as being French rap. I'm not sure if it's rap. They say on their website that they're dub and electro variété. Anyway, they're very good. This is Nocom Electro and a fantastic song here, Tout est brisé.
passés nos amis? Où sont passées nos femmes? Le vent balaye les incendies et tout se calme. J'ai perdu l'appétit, j'ai cru que j'étais cuit. J'ai pris mes jambes à mon cou, je suis tombé entre tes seins. C'était confortable, j'ai toujours eu un faible pour toi. Je l'avoue, sous la torture, tu m'as rendu fou. Et je t'ai rien rendu du tout. Tout le plaisir était pour moi, et tu as pris le reste à pleine main. Tu as étouffé la flamme, tu as vendu la mèche. Mais si tout est brisé, où sont les débris? Ne marche pas pieds nus, j'ai vu pleurer par ici. Si tout est brisé, où sont les débris? Ne marche pas pieds nus, j'ai vu pleurer par ici. Je ne marche plus. J'ai soldé mes congés, j'ai fait le tour de l'île. Pour mener ma barque au point G, j'ai ramé, j'ai rajouté de l'huile. Sur le feu, j'ai craché mes tripes, j'ai remonté les acides. J'ai volé au secours d'une âme sous les vagues, je suis en âge de le comprendre. J'ai séché mes habits, j'ai essuyé les plâtres. Dans le fond, je ne sais plus si j'aime supporter la pression ou à demi. J'ai fixé la barre un peu haut, j'ai dû lâcher du lest. Pour retrouver ce que j'avais de plus beau, j'ai surveillé tes fesses et tes gestes. Mais si tout est brisé, où sont les débris? Ne marche pas pieds nus, j'ai vu pleurer par ici. Mais si tout est brisé, où sont les débris? Ne marche pas pieds nus, j'ai vu pleurer par ici. Je ne marche plus. J'ai mis mes bouteilles aux abris, j'ai tenu à protéger le petit. Jusqu'au bout, j'ai tout jeté sur le tapis. As-tu saisi l'esprit? Es-tu là où je t'attendais? As-tu suivi la vague? C'est flou ton visage dans le reflux, tes traits tirés m'ont barré la route. J'ai repassé mon costume, j'ai tout taillé en pièces. J'ai regardé le dernier croissant de lune et j'ai fini les restes. Le message est bien passé, la colombe s'est faite pigeonner. Les photos déchirées envolées sous les plumes, ça fait cliché. Mais si tout est brisé, où sont les débris? Si tout est brisé, où sont les débris? Ne marche pas pieds nus, j'ai vu pleurer par ici. Ne marche pas pieds nus, j'ai vu pleurer par ici. Mais si tout est brisé, où sont les débris? Ne marche pas pieds nus, j'ai vu pleurer par ici. Je ne marche plus, je ne marche plus. Mais si tout est brisé, où sont les débris? Mais si tout est brisé, où sont les débris? Ne marche pas pieds nus, j'ai vu pleurer par ici. Où sont les débris? Ne marche pas pieds nus, j'ai vu pleurer par ici. Je ne marche plus. Mais si tout est brisé, où sont les débris? Ne marche pas pieds nus, j'ai vu pleurer par ici. Je ne marche plus.
Yes, well, as I said, I'm not sure if that's properly defined as rap or if it's hip-hop or if it's something else, but I'm not always very good at these definitions, am I? Tout est brisé by Nocom Electro. Tout est brisé means everything is broken, or perhaps actually I always understood brisé to mean perhaps shattered or smashed. But anyway, that's really good. Go check them out at gemendo.com or at their website nocom.free.fr. If you go to Gemendo, just go to gemendo.com and type in the search Nocom, N-O-K-O-M, you'll find Nocom Electro, and they've got three albums, or rather two full-length albums, and then a two-track EP from which I've taken that track, Tutti Brise, and I shall be coming back to listen to some more. That's from the third album, A Moitié, which means a half. And indeed, if you look at the picture that the album cover, I suppose it is the CD cover, there's a sort of cut across it and a bit of a shift. Anyway, go and take a look, because me describing it won't give you the picture. Now, if you remember last week, I was not in the best of moods because of the problem with internet connection as a result of Microsoft and their important security update, which I'm sure is very important actually, but the way it conflicted with the Zone Alarm firewall, and that took up huge amounts of time on the Friday evening and the Sunday. But anyway, that was sorted. Went to work on Monday, and our office computer system had completely and utterly crashed. And I mean, we now have all the diaries are electronic diaries. We are actively discouraged from using paper diaries, so I was pretty sure I'd got a meeting, so it's a bit of sort of improvised when people come to the office and the receptionist calls up, and these people are here for your meeting. And I just couldn't remember who was coming in, Monday morning. Well, it's a long time since I'd last been in the office on Friday, and the brain had sort of wiped itself clear. And just about everything we do is so dependent on computers. And of course, it's fantastic when it works smoothly, but when the thing's down, it rather messes things up. And so, I just felt that everything from the weekend had gone through into the day at work, and it was probably about 3:30 in the afternoon that it all got fixed and we were back up and running. And I felt that Monday was completely wasted, and somehow that just affected the whole week. Anyway, computers. Without computers, of course, I wouldn't be able to do a podcast. It made a huge difference to lots of people's lives, but you feel helpless, don't you, when they stop working. Let's carry on. I decided it was actually a bit tricky sort of selecting the music for this podcast and trying to do things that felt as if it would all go in together, and I decided to go back to a song that I played, must have been in an electrical language in perhaps the 40s. I'm sure it was best part of 2 years ago, but anyway, no, it's probably the autumn of 2006. And anyway, the band is called Spoon Curve. I first heard them on Well Made Music, which is a podcast that sadly no longer with us, but they're Faye Rochelle and Martin Lee Stevenson, and they're from the Oxford area. You can find them on MySpace at myspace.com/spooncurve, and also their website is www.web.mac.com/spooncurve. They do have an album out from about the middle of last year called Clairsentience. This is from an older album called Our Friend Symmetric. This track that I'm playing again is called Hurt Me, I'm Yours. Just enjoy this. Thank you. Spoon Curve and Hurt Me, I'm Yours. I love that song. It's really good. It's one of those that I could play more often, but I try not to overdo things I've played in the past. But there are some that I do come back to, three or four times, I suppose. Anyway, just doing something, parish notices, as it were, correcting something I said earlier. The Strain Zero EP is called Walking Into Zero, and indeed this track I'm using as Soundbed Music now is the title track, Walking Into Zero. I think I said the EP was called Strain Zero, so sorry about that. And that's probably that. I'm sure there was something else I wanted to say. Well, of course, always look at the show notes, please, at www.electricallanguage.co.uk, because from there you can click onto the artists' websites or MySpace pages. I try and give you a way of contacting the artists so that you yourselves may contact them, let them know that you've heard and enjoyed their music, and indeed that you've heard and enjoyed their music on Electrical Language. Usually, there are ways to buy the music if you like it, or some artists are generous and make their music available for free download, especially those who distribute their music through Jamendo.com, where you can leave some money in the tip jar. But it's all about promoting the music, obviously. I'm always really grateful that so many bands and artists send me their music, either just a track or two, through the submissions page, or indeed they send me entire CDs, which I always think is very, very generous. And so we try and repay that generosity by promoting the music. Now, if you go to the show notes page at electricallanguage.co.uk, then down towards the bottom in the sort of small print, you will see two things. Right at the end, there's a link to click on and find another post, which gives you the instructions if you're an artist or want to recommend a band or artist to the podcast. Tell them that to go there, and that gives the guidelines and instructions for how to submit music to me. Now, also on that page, so go ahead anyway, go along and click on the thing at the bottom of the show notes page that gives the guidelines, and go to that page, and you'll see, I think it's guideline number 6, is about the ident, which, the thing you hear at the beginning of the podcast. I'm Fred Smith, and when I'm not building houses or pigsties in the back garden, I like to listen to Electrical Language, that kind of thing. Anyway, that gives you the script, gives you the instructions. Listeners, please, go on, find a microphone somewhere, record something and send it to me, because it's nice to have the the bands and the musicians doing these things, but it'd be quite nice to have some listeners contributing those idents as well. Okay, that's that. I'm rambling. Music. Back to Twilight Dementia. I'm sure there was something else I wanted to say about them. Oh, yes, their CD called Twilight Dementia. As well as the cover of A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, which you heard earlier, they do a cover of Gimme Shelter, the Rolling Stones song, which is, you know, again, different. Listening to it, I wouldn't have recognised the Rolling Stones song in it, but then if you listen to The Hard Rains, you wouldn't have recognised that as being originally a Dylan song, would you? But very enjoyable. Anyway, the last track in today's Electrical Language is this one coming up. It's by Twilight Dementia from Washington, D.C. And actually, it's the last track on the album. It's called A Matter of Time. So that's it, the end of the podcast. Many thanks to all the artists who've let me play their music today. They've been Strange Zero, Twilight Dementia, Nocom Electro, and Spoon Curve. And as always, thanks to you for downloading and listening. Goodbye.